I'm really delighted that our next guest is on the line. He is Nick Rabinowitz. You all know him. You've all seen him. We've all laughed with him. Geriatric millennial, Nick.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I know, but you're talking to a Gen Xer here. So I was wondering, what are we going to do? We're going to compare our chronic meds and our lower back pain, or you're not quite there yet because you're a generation younger than me?
Well, actually, you know what? We're the same. I'm also Gen X.
Okay, that's interesting. So why did you pretend to be a millennial?
No, I feel young. I don't feel as young as my back, to put it like that. But okay. So you've got lower back pain?
No, I actually don't. I don't. But I do yoga and I do all sorts of things in order to prevent it. Prevention's definitely better than cure. But, yeah. And this is what I was wondering, whether, you know, your friends at your age, do you sit and you discuss your chronic meds, or is that not quite happening to you yet?
I'm the guy that sort of has to tell my friends, you know what, maybe get your cholesterol checked, because I grew up with a geriatric. My dad actually was old enough to be my grandpa when he was 56 when he was born. And he realized he would die before his grandchildren were born. So he decided to make his own grandchildren. And that's how I grew up.
So let's talk about the show. It's on at the Baxter in Cape Town from the 2nd to the 20th of December. That's pretty exciting because generally there's not much on at that time of the year. How long is this? What's the history of the show? How long have you been germinating it, and why now? Why this time of the year?
The history of the show was it started germinating probably in about March, and then I brought it to Joburg for its international premiere.
Okay.
On the square. So yeah, it's kind of like, I guess not, but probably more in the making. Some of the material's been marinating. It's been marinating for a while. But what date do you guys all come down? What have you agreed on a date?
Listen, I'm here already. I'm talking to you looking under this big mountain that's looming on top of
me. Oh, really?
So we're tripling and dribbling in already. But I reckon from about the 16th, you're going to be packed out here with Gautengers. Yeah, they'll swim their way down. Yeah.
Well, we've got a few guys for you from the 16th lined up.
Yeah, but that's almost interesting because I remember now when you say that you started off this international tour in Joburg. I remember trying to get a ticket and even trying to twist Daphne's arm. It just wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. There was a hell of a sold out run. You did very well with it.
Yeah. It's always lekker at the theater in the square. The Baxter is about 3 times bigger. So we'll make a plan for you, Simon.
That it's also interesting, and it must be fun to do it at the Theatre on the Square because it is so small and intimate, whereas the Baxter is that much larger. Are you going to transition nicely?
No, I'm not. The older I get, the more intimate I like my audiences.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would totally imagine. But then on the other hand, you know, it's not the Nico Milan either. Well, sorry, the Artscape, whatever.
Thank
you can see, you
goodness.
Can see, you can see. I've just given away my age shockingly there.
There we go.
Yeah, so let's talk about your show. How much is drawn from your own life versus the collective trauma of everybody born whenever millennials were supposed to have been born?
It's all drawn from my own life, really. I don't have anything that isn't.
Okay, it's happy with that. So then the following question from that
people
is...
People think I'm making things up, but, it's all true. Other than I talk about the immaculate conception of our third child, which I'm still not sure exactly how it happened.
How that happened. Yeah. I'm gonna leave that right there. I'm not going to go where I see cliffs and trouble just right in front of me.
I'll reveal everything in the show, don't worry.
So that's the next question. Is our audience laughing because they're relating, or because they're relieved that somebody else is saying it out loud? Like, why are they laughing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there are different responses to different material, but probably a combination. I have noticed some of the things, yeah, when you say things out loud that people can't sort of get away with saying in normal life, there is that response.
And then we've just come out of this like excessive period of wokeism where you're working in a field which is terribly offensive and triggers people
Yes,
and
yes.
you're playing on dangerous ground. Have you found that the pendulum has kind of swung a little bit back to the middle, that you can be a little more edgy?
It's an interesting question. It's kind of difficult to gauge because, when you say we've come out of that period, of course it's not kind of discrete in terms of time points, but it's more of a crossfade. So it's yeah. I mean, comedy, you get the immediate feedback of. I mean, I did some material for the University of the Third Age this morning, which is I call it the University
Okay.
of the Third Act. Everybody's in their third act. There was quite a lot of material that they didn't approve of. And, you can hear immediately in the response of the audience. In fact, somebody said, I'm squirming in embarrassment in your show because of the sexual innuendo. And I was sitting next to my granddaughter at the time. I read this email out to this audience of octogenarians, and I said, "Is it just me, or does this granny want to have sex with me? I can't
Listen, we've got 1 minute left because we crossed late. So I'm going to allow you to shamelessly promote yourself. And I'm going to ask you, why should listeners choose Geriatric Millennial over A Night at Netflix and Doom Scrolling?
tell." Why should you choose Geriatric Millennial? I think you could stay. Netflix and chill could be quite fun if you guys have just, if it's just like a Tinder date or whatever. Rather do that. If you want to come out and be with a community of actual real live humans, like we've done for millennia, and enjoy the health benefits of serotonin and dopamine release through laughter. Otherwise, you can stay home, Simon, and do laughter yoga, and it'll save you 350 rand. That's also as well. Otherwise, come and see Geriatric Millennial at the Baxter Theatre, 2nd to the 20th of December. Tickets at web tickets. What else should I say?
Nick Rabinovitz, we're out of time. That's where we leave it. I will see.